The Israeli government has dropped a probe of bribery accusations against Prime Minister Ariel Sharon for lack of evidence. The case has become known in Israel as the Greek Island Affair. Today, Israel's Attorney General, Menachem Mazuz, said there was not a reasonable chance of convicting Sharon. The timing of that announcement is fortunate for the Prime Minister, who's struggling to hold his ruling coalition together. NPR's Peter Kenyon has a report from Jerusalem.
In 1999, Israeli authorities were suspicious of well-connected land developer David Apple, suspicious enough to tap his phones for more than 2 years. Apple was promoting a massive tourist project on a Greek island to coincide with the Olympic Games. He needed help with the Greek authorities, and the suspicions were that he hired Ariel Sharon's son Gilad not for his professional skills but for his political connections. Apple paid Gilad Sharon more than $600,000, and in January of this year, Apple was indicted on charges of attempting to bribe the prime minister. Prosecutors recommended that Ariel Sharon be indicted as well. Analysts theorized that an indictment would topple Sharon's government, but then things began to change. The state prosecutor, who had aggressively recommended Sharon's indictment, left to become a judge, and a new attorney general took office. Today, Attorney General Mazuz said he treated Sharon as if he were any Israeli citizen, and made his decision based on the rules of evidence. In this case, he said, it wasn't a close call. The evidence is weak on each point, said Mazuz, and it doesn't add up to anything substantial. The evidence in this case, he added, does not bring us even close to a reasonable chance of conviction. Mazuz admitted that Gilad Sharon's salary was extremely high, but said that alone didn't prove that his job was fictitious and part of a bribery scheme. The announcement clears one hurdle to Sharon's efforts to implement his plan for unilateral disengagement from the Palestinians. The controversial plan would remove all Jewish settlements from the Gaza Strip and a few from the West Bank, and strengthen other West Bank settlement blocks. The plan has enraged settlers and threatened to splinter Sharon's right-wing coalition, but the opposition Labor Party refused to discuss joining the coalition while Sharon was under the cloud of an indictment. Labor Party lawmaker Haim Ramon told Israeli television that today's news means that if Sharon does invite Labor to join the government, the parties will be free to focus on critical policy issues instead of Sharon's problems.
The main issues will not be the question if he would be indicted or not, but the question of disengage from Gaza, evacuation of the settlers, and social and economic issues.
Sharon's legal worries are not yet over. There's a campaign finance investigation involving a possibly illegal $1.5 million loan from a South African businessman. Sharon has denied any wrongdoing. Meanwhile, two left-wing lawmakers say they'll appeal today's decision to drop the Greek Island affair to the state's high court. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.